One of the pictures that John paints of Jesus in his gospel is that of light. In the very first chapter, he says, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men." In chapter 8, we hear Jesus saying, "I am the light of the world," and he enlightens on multiple levels. In chapter 9, the whole chapter is devoted to the healing of a man who was born blind, bringing light to his eyes and also to his understanding. We read selected verses from chapter 9. "Then they," that is the Pharisees who were investigating the healing, "they asked him, 'What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?' He answered, 'I have told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?' Then they hurled insults at him and said, 'You are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from.' The man answered, 'Now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes.' To this they replied, 'You were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us?' And they threw him out. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said, 'Do you believe in the Son of Man?' 'Who is he, sir?' the man asked. 'Tell me, so that I may believe in him.' Jesus said, 'You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking to you.' Then the man said, 'Lord, I believe.' And he worshipped him." Jesus, Jesus, only Jesus can my heartfelt longing still. There's probably no other name in our English language that has crossed as many lips as the name Jesus. The name of Jesus has been used by Christians and by non-Christians too. By carpenters when they accidentally hammered their thumb. By fishermen when they pull up a clean hook. And by loafers as they wipe their brows in the hot sunshine. But not everyone who speaks the name of Jesus knows him, do they? Not even everyone who knows about Jesus knows him. The Pharisees knew about Jesus. They even knew what he looked like, something we don't know. They knew what he taught. They understood what he said. They showed how well they understood, at times by picking up stones to stone him when he claimed to be equal with God. Yet that morning, with an uneducated layman standing before them, the Pharisees admitted their ignorance of Jesus. They said, "We know that God spoke to Moses, but this man, we don't know where he's from." Why not? In Deuteronomy 13, God had certainly given them a way to tell about teachers that came to them by their words, if their words led away from the true God. The prophets were false prophets, even if they worked a genuine miracle. Well, these Pharisees had heard Jesus, and they could find nothing in his words which led the people away from the true God. If they had found something, you can be sure they would have had him on trial before you could butter your toast. But they could find something in Jesus' words which led the people away from the Pharisees, and that is what really bothered them. So they wanted to put him to death because he had counseled rebellion against the Pharisees. They did not accept the words of Jesus, "I am the light of the world." So they weren't about to accept the miracle of bringing light to the eyes of the man born blind. So they condemned Jesus, not because his words were contrary to God's teaching, but because they refused to believe the words of this man who called to people saying, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, rest for your souls." And when they said they did not know where Jesus was from, that was absolutely true. They did not know because they had rejected the testimony of Jesus. They had rejected the testimonies of Moses and the prophets, whose disciples they claimed to be. They had rejected the light, and that left them in the dark. But what a difference with the man born blind. Here was a layman being attacked by the church leaders of his day. They had certainly had more training than he had. They were teachers in Israel, experienced lawyers, and still they could not shake this man's story. As they applied the pressure to get the man to say that Jesus was a sinner, he finally blurted out, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I cannot tell, but one thing I know, whereas I was blind, now I see." They might prove many things with their clever logic, but this one thing they could not change. The man standing before them had been blind, and now he could see. So the blind Pharisees had but one thing left to do. They kicked him out. And Jesus found him. Oh, the height of Jesus' love. Love that found him when he sought him not. And when this man met Jesus again, he could see him, but that didn't make him fall down and worship. This man had just experienced a miracle, a genuine miracle of healing performed on him, but that didn't make him fall down and worship Jesus. But when he heard the words of Jesus concerning the Son of Man, the very Christ who was to come, "You see him standing before you, and it is he speaking to you." When that man heard those words of Jesus, then he fell down and worshiped him. How precious is that word of Jesus to open eyes. And this morning, and tomorrow morning, and for the rest of your life, we have the same words of Jesus. No clever system of theology, no reasoning process to clear up what God already says clearly. None of that is needed. What is needed is that we listen to the word which Jesus speaks. Then we too will fall down and worship. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice," and to his disciples, "He who hears you hears me." Oh, come, let us adore him. 395, first and last stanzas.